Vibrations website, and you will get all the information you need right there. But that is the end of our episode for today, and I will see you next week. Mark your calendars for an epic weekend of fun at Wolf Island Music Festival featuring Shad, Ken Yates, Georgia Harmer, Noble Rot, Rachel Bobbitt, Tiny Horse, Lake Porter, The Codas, Brody Christ, and DJ Dina. The fun happens at St. Margaret's Hall on Wolf Island August 7th and 8th. And you can get your tickets and festival passes now at flyingvconcerts.com.
Hey, hey, hey! You want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate to make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
This is Borns, and you're listening to CFRC.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent, host of CFRC's Numbers with Wings. I have good news, at least I think it is. Jesse has given me another hour, so my show will now go from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. on Sundays. So now you'll have 2 hours of songs, stories, tangents, and local concert news. Tune in Sundays at 1 until 3, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca.
So what's happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
That is. Play with records. Get your favorite records. Put them on the machine. Play with records.
Was a big group breakfast like so many others. Had our eggs and we got each other. Merits of towns and good hash browns. Morning winds up while the evening winds down. Sun in the steam of the coffee cups. It lingers round the table and warms us up. Where will you go next? What do you do? Really nice last night having drinks with you.
I get through. everybody sing along.
Well, the table is littered with jams and creamers. The booth is tight packed with tight face beamers. And all of the paths that we will take, we leave the cafe and our breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to CFRC 101.9 FM, and welcome to Making Bacon. I'm DJ Overeasy, and I am very pleased to be here in the station, to be able to enjoy this Saturday morning and try to have a little fun to get your weekend started off just right. It feels good to be here. Feels good. It feels okay. It feels comfortable. It feels correct because, long-suffering listener, it's been a week. It's been a week. I've had some funny stuff happen. Funny stuff. You know, I don't know why I'm so lucky, but at the same point in time, just such an imbecile. Such a ridiculous imbecile. Because, first of all, I lost my phone. Lost it. Just was out for a walk with my buddy Scotty. We were stop in various places. We covered lots of area, downtown, Breakwater, Lake Ontario. Well, I don't know if we made it as far as there. Whatever. We were just everywhere. And sure enough, set my phone down at one point, or it fell out of my pocket. Who knows? Who knows? But that's how much I like and engage with my phone when I'm out and around these days. It's more of a burden than anything else. Like, I'm not taking pictures. I'm not doing this. I'm so lazy when it comes to any type of virtual presence for Make Bacon or myself as DJ Overeasy. However, I usually leave it at home, but I took it this time. Hattie was out. She could message me. I can message Scotty when I'm getting there and blah, 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 blah. Lost it. So, you know, go home, realize I lose it, get the car, go back out, hit a few spots that we stopped that I figured it could be. Nothing. Didn't see anything. Tons of people out. It was a beautiful day. Somebody obviously picked it up, either turned it into a location or had it with them. Who knows? Went back at night with Hattie's phone, tried calling, couldn't hear nothing. Obviously not in the vicinity. Gone. Tried calling it a day or two, and then it was probably, you know, a couple hours into the following day, or you know, by the evening, and it's like, well, the power would be dead by now if it was laying anywhere that. So sayonara, Samsung, whatever you are. Now, here's the crazy thing. This would usually be traumatic. My daughter was very worried and upset about me losing my phone. I was not. But the one big thing was no SIM card. I can't just get a new phone online. Got to get a SIM card. Go to the location. Get myself a SIM card. go online, because if I would have gotten a new phone, there would have been like a $40 activation fee. Whatever, go. It's got all my things. I hadn't upgraded my phone in a few years. So check it out. What ended up happening was I was paying with tax, I think it was like $78 for $65 a month. I now have a new phone. I now have six times the data usage that I had on the last plan that I was paying like $8 more for. And it's just all going to arrive tomorrow, and that's that. And so, but can you believe, people? 4 years. 4 years I had this phone. It's a $1,300 phone. 4 years. It actually was profitable, saved me money to take this phone and just throw it and then get a brand new one. Can you guys believe that? Like, is everybody fathoming the world we live in right now? We're all screwed. We are so screwed, people, when we are throwing money and items and resources away at this level. Like, this isn't even just like taking the wrapper off of some plastic toy and throwing it in the lake. This is taking a $1,200 phone that was made in China with a massive, huge carbon footprint, daily hooked to the internet. You take it and just throw it into the air, into the abyss, and you can get a better deal. This is messed up. This has got to stop, people. It's got to stop. Like, you poor long-suffering listener. I don't obviously talk about this stuff because it doesn't matter. We're already screwed. So, you know, most people don't understand that, but you do the math. We're cooked. We're cooked already, so I usually don't let these things bother me. But come on, man. Are you kidding me? Like, and there are people getting bombed and dying, living in tents, and I can throw a $1,200 phone in the lake and get a better, newer, for cheap. Okay, enough. You know what can bring me around. You know what can snap me out of this. My good friend, Oscar Evans, with a track called Nice Buddies. Here we go. Thank you. Evans, my buddy, with a song called Nice Buddies, and he is a fine one indeed. Listen to those beautiful sounds. All right, Joe, tonight, well, listen, with no phone, I love it. I don't want to get another phone, but unfortunately I had to. Soon, people, good old DJ Over Easy is going to disappear and you'll never hear from him again. Nobody will know where he is. Just poof. And gone. Just like that. Living my life in bliss amongst the trees. Anyway, so, but however, in the meantime, today there's the Wolf Island Festival. There's that going on. Tonight, however, I have tickets for, and I think Scotty's going, tickets for big hip hop show tonight at the Boom Factory, aka the Broom. We got D98 album drop, it's Dupel N98, our buddy Cacao is on the decks of steel, he's going to be DJing for them, it's going to be a super fun time, so hopefully if you are looking for something to do tonight, get out and support some hip-hop scene in Kingston. It can use lots of support. These young people are working their butts off, and they're doing a great job. Speaking of which, Wilhound, my buddy Wilhound, who will most likely be there tonight, but I do not believe he's DJing in that, he hit me up with a new track that they just dropped. And get this, this is like crazy, blow my mind, supergroup, Kingston supergroup, new release dropped just 5 days ago. It's a track called Rocket Ship, produced by Wilhound, produced by Cacao, Nolan Hubbard with the lyrics on it, directed by Nathan Amy N98, yo, and check out the video on YouTube for this. It is very cool. Nick, great job. Great job. Beautiful stuff. Check it out. But here it is. I have it for you. And you know what? I think I'll throw on another Nolan song after that, because listen. If there's one dream double team, it's Nolan Hubbard, baby. Here we go. Rocket Ship by Wilhound, Nolan, Cacao, and then we'll drop some more. All right.
No more. Look around. get up in rising the sun. But my body aches from the circles it runs. No hate when it's rain. I'm scared mine is done. I can't stand my mind. What the hell's it become? Take me back to a time when it wasn't all overthinking. I miss the pre-algorithm. I just don't think I can solve.
Welcome. Welcome back to Make Bacon. I'm DJ Over Easy. You just listened to a song called Pre-Algorithm by Nolan Hubbard from his latest album, Emanate, that dropped back in March. And what a great album it is. Was just listening to it the other day. Every song I just awesome to have on. Great job, Nolan. Before that, Kingston super collab with Wilhelm, Cacao, Nolan. They were all doing a new brand spanker called Rocket Ship on YouTube under Wilhelm. Check it out. Very cool video. Super, super awesome. Great job, guys. Can't wait to see you tonight. Big show. Big show. Big show. Big hip-hop show at the Boom tonight, the Broom Factory. So check it out. All ages, local hip-hop. You gotta love it. Gotta love it. So, long-suffering listener, I got another story of tragedy and drugs, real life drugs by DJ Over Easy. So I got this little car called Little Bud. Little Bud. Anyways, Little Bud has some problems. And the other day, I think I know what it is. Having spent most of my life as an engineer, it's pretty, you can troubleshoot things pretty quick. So pretty sure I have some high impedance. Well, impedance is wrong with DC. I got some huge resistance on one of my battery cables, I believe, causing the starter to have a heavy draw, like really heavy draw. So initially, so unless the battery is like peak charged, my starter seems to be having issues at this point. Anyways, that happened yesterday, and because I had lost my phone, and if you're just joining us, you're lucky because you missed the first segment of me just ranting about how stupid phones are. So thank goodness for you. I'm happy for you that you missed that. So take my car, go to my buddy's, my cousin's, pick up some stuff. And luckily, where my cousin works, he's got a shop because little bud died. He died right there. Wouldn't start. Everything was great. Everything was working great before it. Just boom, all of a sudden, couldn't figure it out. We hooked up a battery charger, all that type of stuff. Let it sit there for a minute and all that. And sure enough, it started up after that. So, okay. Even though I was had about 12 volts on the battery, I need the full 14. Otherwise, the starter is giving me issues. So, good. Got it running, but I got to get this phone. So I ended up driving, giving it a good long drive to try and charge everything up. And then I was like, okay, got to go to the bulk barn. I'll go to the bulk barn. I'll get some stuff. This is my chance. It's going to start after this. I'll shut it off. Go in, get my stuff, come back out, go to start it. Dead. Little bud, still dead. So there they sit in the parking lot of Bulk Barn as I speak because, as I mentioned, no phone, no car. So hop on the bus, get home, and there sits the car, and here I am today. So I got to figure out how to go get little bud. So Scotty, if you're listening, or DJ Tangent, you got to drive me to go get my car. Help boost my car. I got cables in the car, but anyways. So I was talking about this for some reason. Car died, phone died, had to go home, and I don't know that I know I had something better to say than that, but whatever. So here we are. I need some psychedelic rock to take me out of the misery of the daily struggles, the over easy grind. All right. And so I have lined up for us here some brand spankers, an album that just dropped, let's see, July 10th, not that long ago, Jacob Barber. There's a song called Telephone and a song called Life's Weird, both very applicable. Let's go with Life's Weird because, Life's Weird. So, no car, no phone, but yet here I am at CFRC. Happy as I could ever be. This place is just so wonderful. And, then I finally have something to rant on the radio about. So yeah, here we go. Brand spanker, Jacob Barber, Life's Weird.
Just walk your walk. I woke up not knowing why I was there. In fact, I couldn't sleep, just to be fair. Voices kept telling me that I knew why, but nothing came to me as hard as I tried. I saw a lizard with a forked tongue, or was it a snake? Was I in a trance, or was I just baked?
Just baked!
From out of the circumstance, or whim of the fates, I knew I was in Paris, Cimetière de Père Lachaise. And it's Paris to see him, we all know who. Paris to see Jim, find out what he knew. Maybe take a chance to break on through. Sing a chorus of hello, I love you. Hello, I love you. I asked my Uber driver to take me there. Où est la cimetière de Père Monfrère? Heaven, we chuckle at my expense. Then he said he'd drive me right up to the fence. And it's Paris to see him, we all know who. Paris to see Jim, find out what he knew. Maybe take a chance to break on through. Or sing a chorus of hello, I love you. Hello, I love you. Please don't take me on a moonlight drive. I only wanna pay my respects when I get inside. Get inside. Alright, Jim, here's the thing. I came to Paris, I wanted to talk to you, I wanted to sit outside your tombstone and lay it all on the line. Here I am. This is my eulogy. Thank you. After all the planning of what I would say, while I was standing by the side of your grave, I never even left my Airbnb. Laid around drinking, watching shit on TV, just like Jim did. Gunsmoke, Kojak, Barney Miller. Then it's Paris to see him, we all know who. Paris to see Jim, find out what he knew. Maybe take a chance to break on through. Sing a chorus of hello, I love you. Hello, I love you. Hello, I love you. Sidewalk crouches at her feet, like a dog that begs for something sweet. Do you think you'll be the guy? Make the queen of the angel side. Hello, hello, hello. I want you, baby. Hello. All right, Jim. So here I am standing at your gravestone. But I want to thank you for all the great things that you taught me when I was a kid. I learned how to incite a riot. I learned how to talk shit to the authorities. I learned how to not really get me.
That was good old Clem Chesterfield and the Lazy Boy Recliners with a track called Paris to See Jim. Thanks, Clam Man. Sounds so good. It sounds so good. Love to see Clem perform. If you ever see him and the Lazy Boy Recliners doing a show, you best be going. Y'all here now. All right. Well, friends. Well, long-suffering listeners. Thank you for tuning in to Makin' Bacon. I'm DJ Over Easy. This is CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario, campus and community radio station, the heart and soul of the creative nation. So there you go. Tonight, Boom Factory, D98 album release. What up, yo? What up, yo? All right, so as mentioned, no phone, little bud dead. Coming in this morning, that means I got a bike, it's raining, was albums, forget it. I got Bandcamp, and CFRC is full of records, full of them. So today, long-suffering listener, you get some gems. Like literal gems. This one is literally called Myrrh Fuzzy Folk Gems. Oh, Mutt. Those aren't ours. It's like a weird calligraphy font. So Mutt? I think it's Mutt. What's on the back here? All songs are written and recorded at Rooster and I see I can't read these things. Is that a B? Buster and Jareen? I don't know. Monarch Swamp Abode, Saugeen, Bruce Peninsula, Ontario, Canada. So there you go. So this was recorded in the Bruce Peninsula. They're Mutt. Vocals, Buster, Treasure, drawing from her little home, a gift from Fair Aaron's Shadoff. Anyways, this is an album that had not been opened, had not been breached. So I opened it. There is a picture in here in the woods of a white-tailed deer and some ravens eating on the bones of another deer. It's not, those bones have been there for a while. But that's an interesting photo. It's got all of the stuff on here. I don't see a date. I don't see a date at all anywhere on that or this. So I assume it's a brand spanker because, it hasn't been opened and somebody sent it into CFRC, but there isn't a single date on it anywhere. Anyways, Mutt.bandcamp.com. Mutt is a good dog on Instagram. Let's check it out. Let's see. This is from an album called Mutt Fuzzy Folk Gems. Let's check it out. Whoops. Hang on. That's Clem. Wrong one. Here we go. Here's Mutt.
No, but
Check it out. This was a brand spanker album that I just cracked here called Mutt Fuzzy Folk Gems. Yeah, I am. That first one, that was called No Bird Sang. This one's called Basque. And then there's a blaze, and let's see. I'm gonna, let's check. There is track home. Let's see. We did a quick song change to actually hit the line. Wow, pretty cool. Who cooks for you?
Along the cane. It's a mountain on traditional Ojibwe land. If you miss Mount McKay, then you missed Thunder Bay. I like to climb up top and find a breezy piece of shade and watch the ravens play where the sleeping giant lays. One day it will wake up and there'll be all kinds of hell to pay, but not today.